It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all across North America, coast to coast. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. Thank you for being here. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You want to be a part of the show? You can. It's simple. You got a phone, right? You can call, right? The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. It's Thursday night. That means we got Thursday night football. It's going down in New Jersey. The New York Giants are trailing the Dallas Cowboys 7-3 in the second quarter. The New York Giants are trying to show some life. I say try. Hard knock life if you're a Giant trying to score. Here's the deal. Michael Parsons just left the game. They took him to the side, took him to the back, actually, to be evaluated for what looks like a concussion. And things haven't been all that great for Michael Parsons here to start the season. No sacks in the last two games. And you can't sack the quarterback when they run the football. That's kind of what it is. I mean, they've been run into the ground. Ravens ran them into the ground. The Saints ran them into the ground. And now Michael Parsons has been told to exit the game as he gets evaluated. We'll see if he is back in there. Looks like he's in the blue tent right now. Nobody ever wants to be in that blue tent. Hickey, remember they used to just look at you on the side? Now they give you privacy in the tent.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we really have. Was that a New York Giants player? Yeah, it was a Giants player. Remember that guy was on the bench getting his thigh massaged?
That's right. And from a certain angle, it looked like that something else was going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why couldn't they do that in the tent?
I don't know. That's a great question. That, like, if anything, that should be the one thing that you absolutely need the tent for. The guy's pants are halfway down. An area that is very sensitive is being worked on. Uh-huh. Why are you out in the open?
Yeah, I don't know. Even the Giants owner at the time joked about that. Use the blue tent more often. The blue tent. Nobody wants to be in a blue tent. Dallas Cowboys lead the Giants. It's now 7-6. New York Giants got a field goal up on the board. We'll keep you up to date on the game. Hopefully no more blue tent. Michael Parsons sitting on the bench right now. What a day. Talked about Alabama and Georgia. I got the Bulldogs winning on Saturday out in Alabama. Kalen DeBoer is taking over or has taken over. First real matchup. First SEC game. I'm sick of them powder puff games that they play to start the season off. We talked about Diana Taurasi likely playing her very final, I guess, professional game last night, as the Phoenix Mercury were eliminated by the Lynx. We talked about Derrick Rose retiring. Today is a little bit of a theme. It's the end for a lot. Nothing more final than earlier in the show, having to be here on the air and talk about what was very, well, not very, it is. It's done. We saw baseball die in Oakland earlier today. The Oakland Athletics were able to get a victory earlier today in what was their final game in the Oakland Coliseum. There's no more baseball. The Oakland A's, they are moving ahead to Sacramento, trying to make their way out to Vegas. The fans showed up more than, I think, about 46,000 strong. Hey, listen to this final call. As the A's beat the Rangers, final game in Oakland from NBC Sports.
Here's the 1-2. Jankowski to Schumann. And the ground ball W on a day that everybody in the Bay needed one.
Oh, it was bad, man. The fans stuck around for what felt like, at least watching on the broadcast, they let them linger around for what felt like 45 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe longer. Because what are the chances of the fans going to have to go to an A's game? None. When are they going to let people back in the Coliseum unless it's supposed to like minor league baseball game? Never. It's the A's. The broadcasters in the studio were literally crying that the A's were moving. The fans in the stands were crying. Children were crying. People were smoking stuff. Everybody looked miserable. I've never in my life witnessed like a live funeral for a professional franchise in the city. And now they're going to go play in the minor leagues? A minor league stadium in Sacramento? This is Bush League. This is what baseball does. The manager of the Oakland Athletics. I don't even know what we don't even know what to call him next year. The Sacramento A's? The A's? The Athletics of Northern California? What are they going to be called?
I think they're being called just the Athletics. I don't think they're going to have a city or a state after them.
Oh, my God. The Athletics. Hey, welcome. Yankees are going to Sacramento to play the Athletics. Okay. It might be that way for what? 3 years? 2 years? They haven't even broken ground in Vegas on anything yet. Pathetic. Mark Kotze, who played for the A's 20 years ago, is their current manager as they've kind of bled this team out of the city. Mark Kotze, he was on the field after the game. This is what he said.
There are no better fans than you guys. Thank you for your lifelong support of the Oakland A's. I think we all should pay homage to this amazing stadium that we've had the privilege and pleasure of enjoying for 57 years. And I ask you for one more time to start the greatest year in baseball. Let's go, Oakland!
Man, that's how bad that place is. Did you hear what that sound system came off as? Mark Kotze could barely speak. The sound system is so subpar in Oakland College. What a dump. It's just a shame they didn't keep the team there. I mean, the owner, John Fisher, he didn't want to keep the team there. And for all those fans that were sitting around crying in the stands, what better example? Example may not be the right word. What better situation do you need to see and witness to understand as a sports fan? And I don't care who you root for. You could hate professional sports. You could love college sports, which is certainly feeling like pro sports with all the whiny ass athletes wanting money that we have now. If you're a sports fan, you're just a number. That's it. You are just a buying customer. You know, I could think about me, you know, when I go ahead and I take care of my taxes and pay my bills, nobody gives a damn what my name is. I'm just an account number. I'm just identifiable via SSN number. I'm just a number. You ain't no different. You could buy a jersey. You can be emotionally attached. But when it's all said and done, you are just a number. These owners don't care. Daniel Snyder with Washington did not care. Hickey, what's the idiot from the Clippers name? Was it David something or another one? The beautiful black bodies with the side piece that ratted him out for the racist comments? Donald Sterling, yeah.
Donald Sterling.
I'm happy I forgot his name. I wish I'd forget it permanently. Think Donald Sterling didn't even care about his own players. Look at these beautiful black bodies. What? A weirdo, sick freak. It's just numbers. Who's going to generate money for me? Where's my cash coming from? Where can I get a stadium that I don't pay for? Hey, at least good on, you know, Steve Ballmer, now owner of the Clippers. This man bought a stadium in Los Angeles with his own money. And I get it. Not everybody is worth $130 billion. I just can't go to the bank. Hey, I need a $3 billion loan. I need to build an arena in Los Angeles. Not everybody can do that. But a lot of these owners can. And they constantly are looking at the cities and the taxpayers to foot the bill. And then if they don't, hey, I'm going to move. They threaten to move the teams. How often have you heard this? You don't give me a stadium, I'm going to move. Jerry Jones was the ringleader in moving the Rams to Los Angeles because it's L.A. You could build a new NFL Network studio out there. We can host the Super Bowl out there. Man, we could have our spaces, dig our plot of land in L.A. Forget St. Louis. Now they did the same damn thing to Oakland. Think the Warriors cared? They're not. We're still in the Bay. We're just on the rich side. In the crazy side, by the way. Move from Oakland to San Francisco. There's so much money in Las Vegas. So many tourists. So many visitors. You can charge an arm and a leg. Oakland never caught up, even for being in the Bay Area. All the rich folks and billionaires running around, all the tech companies. They didn't want to stay. John Fisher didn't want to stay in Oakland. He wanted to go to Vegas so he can sell giant suites. So he can pull in tourists. And the fans just got screwed on the back end. So it doesn't matter if you're buying a jersey, buying a seat. Enjoy it for what it is while you got it, because damn it, all these things come to an end. We got a major team in a major area that's just up and leaving because the team and the league just doesn't give a damn. Sometimes I wish the fans held that same way. But we don't. Here in America, it's just we get stepped on sometimes. Other parts of the world, like, they fight. They would have told John Fisher, hey, man, kick rocks a long time ago. Screw you. This team is ours. It's unimaginable in other parts of the world to have a team relocate. Fans would have the owner fearing for his life. Not that that's the safest or appropriate thing. But here, sometimes we just accept things for what they are and get stepped on. I like the A's. I like the A's of Oakland. If they can ever get to Vegas, will I pop into whatever stupid stadium they pop up? Yeah, I'll probably go. And to root against them, I'm going to hate the Vegas A's. That's just if they could even move out there. I'm going to dislike them for as long as John Fisher is the owner. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the White Sox, they avoided a record for being the worst damn team ever. It could still happen over the next few days. We have Ron Washington of the Angels. That's the team that lost to them, Ron Washington. He hates his team. We'll talk about that, show some more love to Derrick Rose. And then I'll give you an update on what's going on between the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. 855-212-4227. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call me up? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dallas Cowboys still leading the New York Giants 14-6. A little more than 4 minutes to go here in the first half. The New York Giants are trying to push the ball into their own red zone to try to get some points up here on the board before they reach halftime. We'll keep you up to date on the game as everything continues on. Right before we went to break, I told you about the Oakland Athletics. They were able to beat the Texas Rangers 3-2 in their final home game in Oakland. That's not the only major baseball game of significance today, especially if you want to talk about something being final. The Chicago White Sox avoided a record that no one wants. The Chicago White Sox beat the Angels today 7-0. And as a result, the Chicago White Sox are now on a 3-game winning streak. They swept this team, the Angels, 3-0, and they currently sit at 120 losses. They're tied with the New York Mets, the 1962 expansion New York Mets, for the most losses in modern baseball history, which dates back to 1900. And so here's the deal. The White Sox have 3 more games remaining. And of course, if they lose one more game against Detroit, which is going into the postseason, the White Sox are going to have the most losses ever. I guess if you're a White Sox fan, the only thing that you can hope for in a season that has just been completely lost is to see whether or not they could just win the next 3 games. Just to avoid one of the worst records ever. A matter of fact, let's listen to the final call from earlier today as the Chicago White Sox swept the Angels to avoid a record that they don't want. This is from the White Sox Radio Network.
The pitch, swing, and a two-hopper to Vaughn. He'll underhand to Iriarte at the bag, and the White Sox sweep the Angels. 7-0 the final. Again, their first shutout since late June.
Yeah, they got 3 games left, and I am rooting for them to lose one game. Why tie with the New York Mets at 120 losses? Just own it. If you're going to suck, just own it. Be a loser. That's not what the White Sox want. Of course, they want to win every game, but they stink. Now, what does this say about the Angels? You just got swept by the worst team in baseball over the past 124 years. That is saying a whole hell of a lot. You want to know somebody who's not fond of this? Ron Washington, the manager of the Athletics, or excuse me, the Angels. I'm mixing up my California teams that suck. Ron Washington has been the manager of this team since earlier this year. He was here with the Braves helping out in third base and being a coach. That's when he won his only World Series. This man has been in baseball and since 1977 when he started off playing for the Dodgers. He managed the Texas Rangers. And now he's managing the Angels. Why? Because he had experience. This is a sad sack team. I mean, yesterday we talked about how Anthony Rendon is a crook. Mike Trout has back issues. He'll never be as what he used to be. Maybe 1 year he'll play a healthy season, but I doubt it. And so Ron Washington is 72 years old. You don't think he's had enough of this crap? A couple of days ago, he got in some trouble. Imagine your boss telling you, man, you don't even belong here. Imagine your boss telling you that you're not good enough for this. That's what Ron Washington told his players the other day. He told the Los Angeles Times, we're going to get some baseball players who may not be superstars, but they know how to play. We forgot to bring real baseball players into the organization. Nothing against those guys here, but they're not big league baseball players, and they certainly can't help us win a championship. Ouch. Hickey, I get it, locker room is full of young guys. How the hell would you feel if your boss said that?
Not very happy. I'd be pissed. Holy cow.
We forgot to bring real baseball players into the organization. Nothing against the guys here, but they're not big league baseball players. This came out of his own mouth.
That's the best part. No disrespect, but these guys all stink.
They certainly can't help us win a championship. Man.
Who feels worse, the GM or the players? The GM is the one who put this team together. Just tearing that thing to shreds.
The young players have to feel bad, right? This is when you know, like, somebody offered you a job and you really don't want it. Monty Williams was offered that job with the Detroit Pistons. Did he want that job, or was it the $72 million that got him it?
72 million reasons why you should say yes to that job, and did.
This man basically told the whole world, I don't want to coach anymore. My wife passed away. I got to hang out with my kids. I don't want to coach. I don't want to coach. And it took one idiot to say, hey, here's 72 mil. Can you coach us, please? And what happened? The team sucked. You got to actually have people who want to be there. I mean, there's a reason. Oh, my God. You want to talk about how bad the White Sox are? Imagine if Tony La Russa was still managing the White Sox now. He'd be asleep every single game. Like, misery loves company. You actually have to put people together who want to move forward towards a common goal. And maybe Ron Washington is not that guy at this stage of his life. Maybe he should just be a coach. Maybe he should just pop up and, you know, give advice and be at spring training. But he tried to clean up his comments. Ron Washington told The Athletic, I misspoke. I didn't mean it the way that it came out, where I'm saying the organization isn't giving me big league players. It's players that have to grow into big league players. No, sir. No. There's no cleaning that up. You meant what you said. You think your players suck. Do you think all of them suck? Probably not. But you know you ain't winning nothing with the team. I know you're not winning anything with the team. You just got swept by the worst team in baseball. And Hickey, do I have to wait? Do I got to wait to call them the worst? Do they have to lose one more game?
I think it's a safe assumption to say they will lose one more game between now and Sunday.
Oh. So I can? I'm okay to call them the worst team ever?
Lock it up.
Because it's one thing to say they're the worst team since 1962. It's another thing to say they're the worst team in 124 years.
I believe they play the White Hot Tigers to finish off the year. I think they'll catch it now.
Yeah, they're going to lose. I can understand Ron Washington's frustration. Get a new manager. The Angels need, here's a few things that they need. They need a new owner. Like, Artie Moreno threatened to sell the team last year and then changed his mind. They were in the wrong. So why are they in Anaheim? Like, who cares? That's the other part. I get it. It's a big sprawling region. The whole thing is huge, but who cares? Like, if they were going to move a team, why didn't they just move the Angels to Vegas? You want to know who would care? Not a lot of people, because they have the Dodgers. Not as many as the A's. Come on. Nobody cares about the Angels. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Cliff is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Cliff?
What's going on, JR?
How are you?
I'm maintaining day by day, brother JR.
Good.
I just wanted to go back to, and trust me, there's no confrontation or anything, but I was listening. I was at work a couple weeks, week and a half ago, was it, when fans from Buffalo called. You had one from the Ravens or wherever it was. You remember that?
Yeah, they hated each other. I loved it.
Yeah. well, I want to ask you. I was listening to, and I listen to you at night when I'm at work. Now, you were giving your power rankings, or, you know, your top six. You know how you do that?
Right, yeah.
Now, I want to ask you, where do you rank the Bills? Again, we got a lot of football to go, but right, where do you rank them now? I know it's only three games, but what's your perception, your perspective on the Bills right now?
Oh, well, I don't sit around ranking teams right now. Hey, Cliff, I got to be honest. I'm not one of these guys who says I got to do some rankings once a week. I did a top six before the season started, and we know who the good teams are. We know who the ass ones are now that they're playing. Okay, the Buffalo Bills are playing like one of the best teams in the NFL without a shadow of a doubt. We know the Buffalo Bills are one of the few 3-0 teams in the NFL right now. And so we know they're one of the best teams. But to your point, I sure as hell don't care. You know, I don't. I see the Buffalo Bills be good every single year. I don't care. When are y'all going to compete for a championship? Somebody called last night about the Buffalo Bills. And the thought and the idea was brought up of, hey, JR, Josh Allen for MVP. And I'm like, great. Lamar Jackson has two. And he's still trying to get past the Patrick Mahomes guy. It's the same thing for the Bills. Right. One day, I guess eventually, somebody named Patrick Mahomes, now that, you know, we got a new blood and new era of quarterbacks in the league, Patrick Mahomes ain't going every year. Like, there eventually got to be a guy out the AFC, not named Joe Burrow, we've seen that, who's going to beat him. And the two top quarterbacks who haven't been able to do it, you got one in Josh Allen, the other in Lamar. And so, for me, it's not so much about Buffalo. We know they're good. You know, I thought that they would be a good team this year. I'm not shocked if they make the playoffs, but so what? Like, that's an aspiration for a team like the Jaguars. Oh, my God, we got to get to the playoffs. The Buffalo Bills need to be competing for a Super Bowl. They probably have the second, third best quarterback in the game. Go win something.
Okay. No comment.
No comment? None? Do you disagree?
No. What I'm saying is, and I know
it. No. I heard what you said. What do you think about what I said?
Well, no. I'm going to say it's nothing I can really say at this point in time. Like you said, until we hoist the Super Bowl, what can be said? Nothing.
Right. That's right.
Nothing to dispute about it.
That's right.
And by the way, JR,
yes,
we have a lot of people from Buffalo live in Atlanta, ATL. I'm quite sure you're familiar with that, right?
What the hell? From Buffalo living in Atlanta?
Yeah, we have a lot of people from Buffalo. Since the 70s, they've been moving and living there. Yeah, a bunch. Oh, ton, JR. At this current time, yes.
I think there's a lot of people from a lot of places living in Atlanta.
Right, that's true. True that. But I respect what you said. I thank you very much. So I want to wait until Super Bowl time to see who after post-Super Bowl.
Thing. There's so many teams. Cliff, there's so many teams. Like, we only really talk about the good teams here. Like, if the Buffalo Bills didn't have a chance at winning anything, we'd have no conversation. There'd be nothing. There'd be no discussion surrounding them. Like, I'm not sitting around here talking about the Arizona Cardinals for what? I mean, outside of Kyler Murray, and then you look at what Marvin Harrison Jr. does, what's to talk about? The Buffalo Bills are a team that actually matters. They make NFL fans across the country. People have an opinion on them. And it's because they're good. And it's just a matter of, okay, y'all are good. Now what? Is it? So we'll see what happens. Cliff, you call me back anytime, though, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Shout outs to Cliff calling from Buffalo. Yeah, it's like, tell me the same thing with Lamar. Okay, you got Derrick Henry now. What you going to do when the postseason rolls around? I've looked at the Miami Dolphins for the past few seasons. Okay, you got two, and now you got Tyreek. Okay, what are you going to do in the postseason? There's only but so many 10-victory, 11-victory, 12-victory seasons. We're like, okay, fine. Okay, now what? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to show love again to Derrick Rose before we roll out. I'm going to give you a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Shout outs to all my folks in Buffalo. Excited about them Bills? You should be. It's still early, though. I get it. You know, Josh Allen wants to spread the ball around. He's like, no disrespect to Stephon Diggs. I get it. And then he had to kind of walk that back. Let's see what they do throughout the course of the season. They look good now. Let's see how they keep going. A matter of fact, for everybody, including our last caller, I appreciate you. You know, let's hear from Josh Allen. Because this past Monday, He says that everybody is benefiting from, just being selfless. We ain't got no selfish people here. Listen to this.
It's paying dividends of what we've worked on throughout the entire offseason and through training camp, of the everybody eats mentality. And again, it could be your play, this play. You never know when it's going to happen, and that's the beauty of it. When guys get to buy into this and really understand, like, I may not get the ball 4 or 5 times thrown to me a game, but the 1 or 2 times I do, I'm going to have opportunities to be in the end zone. And, it's a fun and wonderful thing when you got a bunch of guys that don't care about the stats, they don't care about the touchdowns. And, again, I think throughout practice we've just had this mindset of, like, hey, let's just do things the right way and find ways to win football games. That's what we're doing right now.
And, of course, everybody thought he was referring to Stephon Diggs, who's now a member of the Houston Texans. And so Josh Allen then had to walk that back, or not even walk that back. He had to clarify his statement. You know, he's like, hey, listen, folks, that wasn't a shot at Stephon Diggs. Listen to what Josh Allen said today.
And I know there's a lot of people talking out there. Again, I'm not trying to tear down anybody. I've loved everybody that I've played with, you know, and you don't have to tear other people down to build each other up. And, you know, we're building each other up right now, and that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to stay together as a team, and we're really caring about each other. And, you know, everybody in this building's got that feeling. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. I love 14. I still do. But everyone wants to keep making this thing a thing, and, you know, we're so focused on what's going on inside of our building, and that's the only thing that we're caring about right now.
Yeah, whatever. That was a reference point to Stephon Diggs. He can still love him, but that still was a reference point. Hickey, would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't. Oh, that wasn't about him. Yeah, it was. He's the one who's not there, so what's the difference? Why are you making a point? He's the one who talked about how good he still is and all this other stuff, and now he's not there. Like, come on, spare us. Dallas Cowboys leading the New York Giants 14-9. Dak Prescott 14-16, and 2 touchdowns. New York Giants just once again trying their best to put the ball in the end zone. They haven't done it yet. Malik Nabers, 5 receptions, 59 yards. Cowboys lead the Giants 14-9. Giants have struggled all year long offensively. Let's see what they can do. Not be good. Also, we talked about Derrick Rose earlier in the show, announcing his retirement. I can believe but can't believe that people are having conversations as to whether or not Derrick Rose is a Hall of Famer. Stop. I personally love the, well, not personally, I've met him, I don't personally know him. But as a basketball fan, I love the guy. How he played, I loved it. How he endured and bounced back and came back and overcame, I loved it. How he was more action than talking, I loved it. Youngest MVP, I loved it. Hall of Fame? No. I'm sorry. What did he do besides overcome? And I get it, he has an MVP, that's it, but everything else after that was okay, because he could never recapture what he was after he tore the ACL and had the knee injuries and the ankle issues. We can't put everybody in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Hickey, is Derrick Rose a Hall of Famer?
No, I'm with you. It's sad. It's unfortunate. He was on the path to before the leg injury, the ACL injury, but that's also the harsh reality of the game. Part of making the Hall of Fame, right, is not only being great, but being durable.
Yeah. Like, he'd be, I don't want to say he'd be a pity induction, because he won an MVP, but that's there's nothing else there. There's not enough meat on the bone. Like, I'm still hungry. Give me some more. Feed me. Derrick Rose didn't provide enough. Great player, amazing player, but for what he's done on the basketball court, no Hall of Fame. Look, if he did a Terrell Davis, and we've been talking about Terrell Davis on the Broncos, shot out of a cannon, 2 championships, MVP this, and I could say so. That didn't happen for Derrick Rose. He played 16 years, was drafted in 2008, and he tore his ACL in 2012. After that, he was a journeyman point guard when he could stay healthy. He could still get buckets. He was no dummy, but he didn't have the athleticism anymore. He was never a knockdown shooter. And so if he won a championship or a couple of MVPs and then he blew out his leg, I'd say yes. I don't care if he played 5 or 6 years. Give him a championship, a couple of MVPs, maybe I'd change my mind. But there's not enough there. I'm interested to see what he does. He may be the guy that just disappears into obscurity. Or we might see Derrick Rose in some other capacity. I don't know. I wish him nothing but the best. I appreciate guys like him and Tim Duncan who just, it's all about action. Less about words, all about action. And speaking of action, today is Thursday, September 26th. The year is 2024. What action took place in the past?
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. September 26, 2024. Let's go back to September 26th, 1981. Nolan Ryan became the first Major League Baseball pitcher ever to throw 5 no-hit, no-run games. He was 34 years old at the time, and his Astros beat the Dodgers 5-0. Nolan Ryan struck out 11. Let's take a listen, courtesy of Major League Baseball.
Breaking ball, hit to third. Over to first, he's got it. What a magnificent moment for a magnificent pitcher. 5 no-hitters. His only one in the National League. The first pitcher in history to come up with 5. He and Sandy had 4. What a day.
Yeah, I told you he had 11 strikeouts in that victory. Nolan Ryan would pitch for 12 more years. He retired at the age of 46. 324 wins, 5,714 strikeouts, and he had 2 more no-hitters. Nolan Ryan was the man. September 26, 1996. Another, well, can't call this guy a Hall of Famer. Barry Bonds. He became the second player to Jose Canseco to join the 40-40 club. San Francisco beat Colorado 9-3. Barry Bonds, he had a steal in the top of the third, and he finished the year with 42 home runs and 40 stolen bases. Take a listen to Barry Bonds get that steal.
Bonds goes on the first pitch. Reed is up throwing, but Bonds has done it. Barry Bonds has become the second man in the history of baseball with 40 homers and 40 steals in one season. And he will take the base home. Something he has long said he wanted, and something as recently as 2 weeks ago he never felt he could accomplish this year.
Yeah, we know what Barry Bonds did the rest of his career, okay? He was 31 years old when he did that. He was 36 years old when he cranked 73 home runs. He finished with 762. This man retired at the age of 42 after cranking 28 of them. Eat your Wheaties and take your vitamins, people. 6 players in the 40-40 club. Jose Canseco, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Alfonso Soriano, Ronald Acuna, and Shohei Ohtani, who said, screw y'all and your silly little 40-40. This man went 50-50. Hickey, did you hear about the kid that was suing for the baseball that they're putting up for auction?
No.
There's a kid who said that the ball was stolen from him in one of those, you know, the scrum, the guy who got the ball. And if you see the video, he ripped it from like a kid. They were battling for the ball. And of course, a kid or a grown man, who's going to end up with the ball? And when I say a kid, he was like a teenager, you know, maybe he was, you know, I don't know, 17, 18, 19, 20. He was young. You know, this older man who looked like he was in his 40s or 50s was on the ground on his hands and knees. And he came up with the ball.
Wow, I did not know that. I saw the guy that missed the ball. I did not see a camera angle that had him or saw the fight ensue. That's interesting.
Yeah, the kid has kind of one arm down, and the guy, other guy's on his hands and knees. He has kind of 2 hands on the ball, And so it's a little bit easier for him leverage on the ground to kind of just rip the ball away. Even with this lawsuit going on right now, this kid, he's 18 years old, by the way, Max Mattis. He filed this lawsuit against the guy who got the home run ball, as well as the auction house who's going to sell it. A judge says that the ball could still go up for auction while this lawsuit is going on. So getting crazy. You know, I always root for the kid, but it's a dog-eat-dog world. When they hit those home runs, it's up for anybody, I think. Unless you stole it out of his hand after the fact. In the scrum, every man for itself.
Low man wins.
Huh?
Low man wins.
Yeah, he did this time. I hope the kid wins, but I doubt it. Hard knock life. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Y'all be cool, be smooth, be well, be good. Thank you, Hickey.